Shkolim, Peregimel Mishnah Beis. B'sholosh kupah shel sholosh sholosh soin terminus halishka. We're going to describe over here the process in each one of the designated times that we listed in the Mishnah before when they were mafish. So they went in with three kupois. Each one had three saw. And with that, they would fill up with shkolim coins. The kosov bohen aleph beis gimel. On each of the three kupois, there was a seder. It was the first, the second, the third. Why? Because the Mefarshim explained that that's part of the Shvach of the Mitzvah, is that whatever you mafished first, that has like the Mishpat HaBechayra. It's the Me'ula. Since it was taken first, the Memela, that was written on an Aleph, you shouldn't use the second first, the third first, and so on. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Yevonus Kosev Bohen Alpha Beisa Gamlo. B'chayra, it's a Pella of a Mishnah, a big Nafkimina, if you write Aleph Beis Gimel or Alpha, if you write Aleph Beis or Alphabet, La'av Lo'av Avdolz, what's the difference? The Gemara says something interesting over here, that Heyois Noyach already said, Yafta likim b'yefes v'yishken ba'ol Hashem. See, here's an expression of that. The yishken ba'ol Hashem is the yoifi, the kedusha, the pnimius, comes from shame. The coins and the rotzen to give and the kedushas hakavanas, that comes from shame. But the wording, the outer beauty, the aesthetics of the way it was taken came with an expression of yefes. That's what the Mefarshim explained. This is a Gemara Megillah Daf Tes, says the Mamash Lagabi this. Ein ha-Torim nichnas loy bepargut chofus. The Torim could not go in with any beged that had a hem. V'loy b'minol, not with shoes, loy b'sandol. Minol loy sandol are two different types of places. Or the point of all these begodim, these limitations, is going to be there's all a surface with which you could hide coins. He could go in and theoretically he could filch a few coins for himself, stick it in the hem of his baget, stick it in his shoes, stick it in the sandal. Like with tefillin, stick it open. Imagine that, opening up the tefillin and sticking in a few coins. But like with kameya, not if he has something around his neck there. Of course he could stick something in. Shemayani, maybe he'll become poor. It's not really that we even cheshish him. It's that somebody out there is going to say, like Letzani Ador, you have Rashi says, Echubish, that people are always going to look and turn something into something. So they see that the person who's turning Alishka becomes an Oni. They're going to be Mechal Shem Shemayim by saying, Rechman Letzani, that it actually happened. Somebody stole from the Lishka, and that's he was punished, that's why he became an Oni. The fact that somebody can do such an Aver itself is a Chilul Hashem. Or maybe if I can, Shem Yashim, maybe he'll become rich. People always say faket, right? Sometimes they'll say Mishum Avoyin Halishka Hani. The next year the guy becomes rich, they're going to say, yeah, Trumas Halishka Hashir. He took a few for himself, he became rich. Levisha Adam Tzark Lot says, Yideh HaBriya, this is a big Yisoid. Chassam Sofer says that this Yisoid is a Yisoid that runs through Kol HaTorah Kulo. A person has to act, be misnayig in a way that's above reproach. The pasuk puts together, you should be noki blameless and tineless be'eni Hashem u'be'eni Yisrael. Santazah. Vaymer also. Umotza chen v'seichel toim. Well, who do you have to find chen be'eni? Be'eni elikim v'adam. Savad elikim comes first, but l'maisa it says elikim v'adam. It says Hashem u'mi Yisrael. This teaches us that the choiv for a person to come out noki and to only bring out the best of Kvod Shamayim is a tremendous chiyuv, and that's what's at play here. Mishnah Gimel. Shel Beis Rav Gamliel Hoy Nichnas V'Shikle Ben Etzboisav. It's a very interesting halacha. They would come in, and they had a cheshik that their coins shouldn't get mixed up with all the, you know, the more coins were dumped in. And there was a big pile. El Yoinim, Taktoinim, Taktoinim, El Yoinim. Whose coins are actually being taken? Not all the coins were taken. There was a truma, a hafrosha from the coins that are there. Mamash like taking off part of the kri. For truma, they would take off part for the karbonis. They wanted that their coins should be chosen. This was an expression of their malchus, of their gadlus. Beis Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel's, the Anshei Beis Rav Gamliel, were misnag with Midas HaMalchus. They wanted to put the first step first. The same way Nachshon Ben Aminodov, who was the great-grandfather of David HaMelech, he was the one who put his right foot first. He jumped into the Yamsuf. They want to be from the Maskil. They want to be that their coin should be taken. So Memelo Hoyenichnas V'Shikloi Ben Etzpo Oisov, they had it between their fingers. Point is, they didn't want it to look like they were taking Chas V'Shalom. We had the Mishnah before. You have to be above reproach. So they held it out in their fingers. V'zorkoi, carefully, they would throw it onto the pile. Lifnei HaTorim. They knew how the Torim is going to go in and dig with the basket. And they were mechaven right over there. V'atorim is coming v'doich v'lekupo. The Torim honored that. You're talking about Beis Shem Gamliel, G'day Le'olam. The Malchus of Klal Yisrael, the second bayis, is Beis Shem Gamliel. So V'doich v'lekupo honored their rotzen to be that their coin should be b'chalal. Ein HaTorim Torim HaTshiyem Elohem Etroim. They made a geshefta. This you find in Chazal in several places. Let's say by the Korban Ho'imer. Ektzer, Ketz, Magalzeh, Magalzeh. They made a whole public declaration out of it. Over here also. Ein HaTorim Torim, he waited at Sheyem Alohem until the Mumunim said to him, Troim, 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 Sholosh Pomim. They said it three times in order that there should be a public display that this taking of the coins should be with a whole avodas hatzibur.